March 30, give me oil in my lamp. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, 6. We do not think that because we are only a tiny light, that we need not be particular about shining. The great value of our light lies in its consistency and its shining amid the moral darkness of the world, in shining not to please ourselves and glorify ourselves, but to honor God with all there is of us. If we are doing service for God, our work is corresponding with the ability God has given us. That is all He expects of us. We know that the lamps which give us light have no light in themselves. They cannot fill themselves, so the holy anointed ones must empty the golden oil into the golden tubes. And the heavenly fire, when applied, makes them burning and shining lights. Our hearts must reflect light until there is a vital connection with heaven. This alone can make them burn steadily with holy, unselfish love for Jesus and for all who are the purchase of His blood. And unless we are constantly replenished with the golden oil, the flame will die out. Unless the love of God is an abiding principle in our hearts, our lights will go out. Satan and his confederate angels point to those who profess to be children of God, but who by their disposition and action show that they are after the similitude of the apostate, and taunt Christ and the heavenly angels. How long shall we thus crucify the Son of God afresh, so that God is ashamed to call us His sons and daughters? Is it not time that we put away childish things? Shall we be of the number who are ever learning, yet never able to come to a knowledge of the truth? It is the golden oil that the heavenly messengers empty into the golden tubes, to be conducted into the golden bowl that creates a continuous, bright, and shining light. It is the love of God continually transferred to the human agent that keeps him a bright and shining light for God. Then he can communicate light and truth to all who are in darkness and error and sin. The golden oil is not manufactured by any human skill. It is the unseen power of the holy messengers who wait before the throne of God to communicate to everyone who is in darkness that they may diffuse heaven's light into the hearts of those united to God by faith. His golden oil of love flows freely. Manuscript 27, March 30, 1897. The Church, a repository of truth.